What's up? It's Steve Cardenas, a.k.a. Rocky the Red Power Ranger, and you are listening to 335 Live with Joe, Scotty, and Matt. Morphin' time!
Hello!
And welcome. It's the holidays, guys.
It's the holidays. Welcome back to 335 Live, none other than your one-stop shop for Super Sentai Tokusatsu stuff. As always,
I'm none other than the Keeper of the Power of Ninja!
And I'm still in the process of forgetting that we were planning on doing this last year. But we're doing it this year. To my immediate left is, of course, the man who shall be opening up my gift on this podcast. You guys, we did this with Scotty on the last one. Doing it with Joe this time because it's his birthday this week.
Next week we'll probably do it with you.
Yeah, for sure.
So. Oh, I get a birthday gift? That's so cool.
Yeah, early birthday gift today.
Oh, thanks, man. Boy. And Scotty, what'd you get, man?
Wait, way to call him out like that. Way to make him feel bad. And
like he expected the gift last week.
Yeah, right. To my immediate right, as was stated, is the rightful owner now of the Transwarp Megazord, Scotty.
You know, words cannot express what it feels like to own one of the very few version one Transwarp Megazords. Thank you, Joe.
Oh, you're welcome, guys. Happy. No, fuck that. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And Joe is, the suspense is killing.
We're not Jewish, like Jew range.
I'm a quarter Jewish, but of course, you know, I've never
celebrated. Are you really?
Yes, I am, actually.
Oh, well, happy Kwanzaa. No, seriously, you know we're all jokesters and fucking pranksters and comedians. Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy whatever you celebrate.
Happy Atheist Day. Happy Jesus was born on a 25th of Christmas Day. Happy,
evidently.
Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Winter Solstice, and more importantly...
Winter Soldier.
Happy Star Wars Day.
Yeah, happy Star Wars Day.
So, all right.
Hopefully it is a worthy addition to your collection.
Oh, holy shit. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, man.
Dude, I've never had a greedy comic, and it's...
Nate,
it's my boy Nate.
I was gonna say, I hate to, like, burst your bubble, it's actually not Nate.
Oh, it's not Nate? Who is it?
It was actually a Make-A-Wish creation. That is
it's the Orange Ranger.
It's the San Diego Comic-Con.
Oh, Orange Ranger.
I didn't know if I wanted to burst your bubble a little bit. It's not Nate.
From the glare, it looked like Nate.
No, it does look like Nate a little bit, because it looks slightly gold.
Awesome.
Yeah, for those of you who are wondering what it is, at San Diego Comic Con, there was an exclusive cover for issue 40.
It says Virgin cover.
Yeah. Virgin means it doesn't have the labeling. Like it doesn't have the title on it or
anything. I've never had a CGC comic, guys. This is awesome.
And so for those of you who can't see it, obviously, at San Diego Comic Con, there was an exclusive cover that only 500 have been made. They weren't selling it at New York Comic Con either. It was like there was a Make-A-Wish character that was created. It was the Orange Beast Morpher Ranger. They made a cover that is, it's one of those helmet ones where the ranger's holding the helmet and it's an Orange Beast Morpher. There's only 500 in existence, and there's even less of that being sold as a 9.8 grade.
Holy shit, man, thank you.
So my pleasure, man. I hope it's a worthy addition to your Power Rangers collection.
Dude, and the funny thing is I'm not even a fan of Power Rangers. That's
I know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Oh, it says Make-A-Wish on the back. Dude, thanks, man. Give me a hug.
Oh, yeah, man.
Dude, that's fucking
glad
awesome.
You liked it.
Absolutely.
Because like I said, when it comes to things that don't know if you already have...
Yeah.
That, like, you know, when it comes to, like, comics, I know you don't own the vast majority of them.
No,
so
I don't.
I saw it and was just like, I regret not getting
it.
No,
and what's awesome is this is my first ever graded comic.
Yeah.
So that actually means... I mean, the whole thing means the world to me. Thank you. Oh, man.
My pleasure, man. I'm glad you like it.
I can fair warn you, I did not get you something Power Rangers related. But
cool.
There is something
so it's
within
gonna be
the Tokusatsu realm.
Ooh.
Well, very, very... Yeah, you'll figure it out. You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I'll give you a spoiler. We were watching something one day, and I said, ooh, I know what to get him.
Yeah?
While on this podcast.
Okay.
So I'll give you a hint. It is something with this, but...
Very nice.
You know, it's not Orc the Conqueror or anything, but...
I mean, that's fine.
I thought about what to get bored for Christmas. I'm probably going to get him a Pudgy Pig doll.
Oh, you know what? That is a good idea. That's actually a good... Damn, wish I thought of that shit. I still actually have yet to buy him a gift.
He's on layaway, so that's fine.
that's
absolutely outstandingly beautiful. Thank you, dude. CGC, I have a little... what does it take to get a 10? Like, really, guy?
It's basically has to have, like, never been exposed to, like, human skin, pretty much.
Insane,
you can't be sitting on a rack like that one comic shop guy at all.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Where Matt almost had a mental breakdown, basically.
Matt did lose it. Can we talk about that?
We never actually mentioned mentioned, like, a couple weeks ago. It was, like, 2 weeks ago. It feels like a lot longer, but I think it was legit, like, 2 weeks ago.
I don't know where to hang this. Place it. Shit.
Dude, I thought it was Nate, honestly. God.
It does kind of look like Nate. But, like, which made me feel bad. I was like, should I tell Joe it's not Nate?
No,
like,
I wouldn't notice eventually. I'd be like, oh, because it says right here, Beastmore for Orange Edition.
That's yeah. Right. My pleasure, man.
I gotta get, like, a, I gotta get a CGC frame and fucking hang this up somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right, like, somewhere within the... Let me put this somewhere safe. All right, Matt, tell me your story about your beautiful comic book.
Oh, my God. There was, like... I won't say any names because I don't want to be responsible for someone's, you know, like, slandering someone's business or something.
No, you wouldn't mind.
I wouldn't mind. That is true, because I've been vastly tempted to go and write, like, a Google review on this. We went to a bunch of comic shops one day. We went, like, comic shop hopping one day. The first comic shop we went to... Which was in it was near like North Brunswick. It was like around there. We went in there, and I shit you not. Now anybody who's ever been to a comic store, it's not unusual when you go to the new comics rack to see like the first issue on a pile is a little beaten up, you know, or maybe even the first two or three are a little bit beaten up because that's the issue that people grab. Like, that's the issue people touch and look through, you know, when they're browsing through comics or whatever. So a little bit of advice to anybody who's in comic buying and there's a new comic you want to get in good condition and you go to your local comic shop, always grab from, like, somewhere in the back of the pile.
I actually grab, you know what I do? I grab the whole stack and I pick from the middle.
You can do that too. However works. Yeah. Whichever way it works. But it's just usually the first issue on the top of the pile, of course, is the one that's going to be a little beaten up if you care about that kind of thing. I kind of do. I have a little bit of OCD with comics. I shit you not, it was like every comic this dude had, and when I say every, like, I'm not really exaggerating. It was every comic that was on the rack, whether it was on the front of the pile or in the back, were like, it looked like somebody rolled them up, put them in their back pocket, like, you know, kids would do back in the day, you know, with old-ass comic books. Mm-hmm. Every single copy that was on that rack for any comic you were looking at, like, any one of them, was damaged in some way. And this dude is expecting people to buy them.
I mean, the store was an abysmal mess, anyway.
It was messy. Like, it definitely looked like this dude must have just opened up, like, a week ago or something. Or he had just gotten
a lot of
things.
Which we found out later was not the case.
No, it was not the case, but that's what it looked like.
I do want to mention a beautiful store that we did go to.
Immediately afterwards.
Immediately after.
Yeah, immediately
which afterwards. Gentleman by the name of Steve's owns Amazing Fantasies in...
Amazing Heroes.
Amazing Heroes, pardon me. I'm still stuck in Amazing Fantasies.
He's still coming.
So anyway, hell of a guy, had everything I was looking for. Pokemon cards, they got comics from Matt, Scotty, they even had sports memorabilia, which was dope.
Yeah, that was
cool. Got to see a Babe Ruth autograph.
It was never seen that in my life. You know?
So that was cool. I want to go back to him soon.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I was more interested in Ricky Henderson rookie card person.
Had a little thing for everyone.
He had some great sets and everything.
So, he had an amazing array of display of graphic novels and paperbacks,
did.
Like literally all in order, all organized, like by, you know, title.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up a couple of Kyle Rayner volumes.
And they were in good condition, too. Yeah, I mean, like, they were, like, pristine graphic novels. Like, this dude took care of his stuff. He literally said to us, because I had told him, I was like, we literally came from a place that was, like, garbage.
Oh, he knew what we were talking about.
Yeah, he knew the guy personally. Yeah. Like, they had met several times, and apparently, like, the dude in the store that we had gone to beforehand is, like, an asshole, apparently. But,
I'm kind of glad I put those comic books back that I was going to buy. Like, as soon as you, like, pointed that out, I was like, you know, like, what, dude? I was like, you know, Matt's right, man.
The point of this story was that, like, being in that store where the comics were like that was, like, causing me, like, physical pain.
Yeah.
Like, I literally
Matt's anxiety was through
the
roof.
Condemn the place. It was unreal.
But.
It was unreal.
Side note.
But, yeah.
I want to get Scotty's opinion, because Scotty's reaction last week was absolutely mind-blowing to his gift. So I like to go, as Matt knows, above and beyond when it comes to gifts. I'm gonna show Scotty what I got you.
Okay, okay.
And I want you to hear Scotty's voice.
Okay. My eyes are closed,
then. It is a 100% one-of-a-kind. No, we're going to just show him right here, Matt. You can look.
Cool. Wow. Yeah, I think he's going to like that. I think he's going to love it. It's definitely one-of-a-kind. It's definitely one-of-a-kind.
I think he's going to lose his shit, to be honest.
I think he is, too.
Yeah.
I am sure I will.
Yeah.
As the title suggests, this is our holiday episode that we were planning on doing last year, but completely forgot about it. Zio.
Fair enough that we forgot about it.
Yeah, we decided to save it, you know, for this year. It's the holiday season.
All right, and so what we have is...
A Season to Remember, episode 29.
Ha, huh, I love this intro. It's not the intro I wanted. Never mind. Already a disappointment.
It's the sped up one.
I mean, it's midway through the season. But...
yeah.
I don't know. But was he still Trey?
I think it was still Trey. Because like, didn't he come back in episode 35?
Well, hold on,
like,
let's say that real quick.
Yeah, I think it was like 30. Yeah, it was 34. So this is 29.
Well,
so.
No, I mean the appearance of the Gold Ranger was coming. Okay.
Yeah, so but it was Trey. It was still Trey.
Yeah.
Oh, it was still Trey.
Yeah, it was Ryan Steele.
Yeah, it was Ryan Steele.
Yes, it was.
I mean, it can't be as bad as fucking Alpha's Christmas special.
No,
that's
no,
for sure.
It can't be.
Go listen to that podcast, guys. Oh, lights, boy.
Mistletoe.
Enjoy our misery.
And the taste of peppermint. You know, people celebrate the winter holidays in many different ways.
Is this, whose voice is this?
What do you
that
think,
was Tommy.
Fella?
Are
you,
was it?
You ready for
it's
Christmas?
Old man Tommy!
Yeah, Grandpa, I sure hope Santa brings
you. Spoiler alert, you're not supposed to know that at this point, but...
So is JJ's son... right?
Oh, I guess so. Yeah, he called him Grandpa. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Huh?
Yeah, it must
well,
be.
Well, that reminds me of a very special Christmas.
I bet you got a lot of presents that year.
Well,
oh yeah, right.
Listen. It started off like
a lot of foreshadowing. If you can't recognize his voice, but I feel like it sounds like Tommy. I feel like
nativity set.
Ernie!
Awesome.
Hold on, yeah. I know this.
Man, I'm sure
the menorah.
Menorah, thank you.
Yeah. And not to mention, all the great food we get to eat.
There's one thing on the table, Rocky!
Okay, now there's
in
more.
In Australia, Christmas comes during summer. My family always barbecue shrimp.
I did not know that. Christmas comes during the summer in Australia?
I feel like that was, like, a really miswritten line. I think it's supposed to be that in December in Australia, it's still warm.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, like, there is no winter in like, Australia, I think is what the intent was with that line. But...
I'm just glad to see Ernie.
You guys take over?
Me too.
Yeah, sure.
Like, Australians don't have a different Jesus. Well, you know what? To my knowledge, I could be wrong. Leave us comments if Australia has a different Jesus.
Absolutely.
JYB stuff.
I want to know. I actually want to know now. Like, is there a whole different Bible that they?
Why are those insipid humans even more disgusting than
I miss these like old villain scenes in the old seasons of Power Rangers.
Clank, baby.
They were very visually cool.
Clank and Orbis.
Silence! I told you never to utter that word in my presence.
Costume work
I think
stuff.
There's something
Very
we can
cool.
use here. It seems their individual cultures cause them to celebrate.
It looks like they were
built
with metal. You know what I mean? I know they're the Machine Empire, but actually, aesthetically looking.
No, yeah, like
compared to today's stuff.
Yeah. Like it's got such a good quality to it that the newer ones just don't have.
No. I fucking love snow globes,
except for Snide.
Snide's fucking amazing. You lose Snide.
He's. I mean, like, that's not to say the recent villains aren't good, but they don't do those types of, like, room shots that. I can't describe it.
Mezagog.
Yeah, Mezagog's an exception, yeah.
Meanwhile, though, there were these other two fellows who just seemed to have a knack for always getting into trouble.
I wish somebody would invent wrapping paper with round edges. Let's just get this done.
It's a good fucking point, Scott. What are they saying? Oh, they're still working for...
Yeah, they're still private investigators. Yeah.
Send a stone.
Merry Christmas. Here's a broken wrist.
Boys, this is no time for your crazy teenage dancing.
You know, as Jewish as Saban was, he never made a Jewish episode. I mean, I guess the menorah isn't there, but still.
Like, the Jewish faith is included for sure, but it's not as marketable. Like Hanukkah is not, like, a marketed holiday.
I hate to say
Christmas
that, and I really do. No disrespect to anyone that is Jewish.
No, it's just like
go to
truth.
Target right now, and you'll see four aisles of Christmas and one end cap for Hanukkah.
Right. You know, it's all commercialization, really.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're not really going to make money, you know, off of that. Like, and that's not, you know, me trying to...
Yeah,
stay in opinion.
Yeah.
It's just literally that's what it is.
Yeah,
like this is what sells. You know,
I guess they pushed Coach Steve to be the face of Hanukkah.
I mean, there's Christmas Sentai episodes. You know? Like in Japan.
See, now I feel bad because, like, Matt, you got me such a cool gift where I was like, oh, I'm gonna get you one gift for your birthday and Christmas. Now I need to get you two gifts. That was such a good gift.
Yeah, I don't worry about that. That's all good.
Did you get me two gifts?
Yeah, but.
Right, so I'm gonna get you two gifts.
Like I said in the group chat, though, what I originally got you two has been delayed.
Yeah. Why did they dress up the Mighty Morphin?
You saw that they went into the casing and dressed up the Mighty Morphin figures in the Santa Claus gear. Except for Trini. How did Jordan shop?
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, he was doing Amazon.com before it was cool.
I mean, look, they lit up the...
Zordon was ahead of his time.
Look at the command center lit up.
He had Billy do it.
Probably, yeah. Well, Billy was on Equator, wasn't he?
No.
At this point, not yet. No, not yet.
Oh, so Billy was visiting...
funny, because it's actually a Jewish temple. Yeah.
How did you know? That sounds like Daggett, like, straight at it. Oh, yeah, like, I know it is Daggett, but it's like...
No, I know what you mean. I feel like his feet are going to ruin those. And now, here's my present
for you, Zordon. I don't ever remember Alpha wearing those slippers again.
I wish someone did a montage of this. It's like, and Senna's over Granger's.
It really is a shame we couldn't meet the chick that was, like, the suit actor.
Yeah.
That
was very thoughtful. You look just spiffy, Zordon.
I really would like to know just how annoying. See, light
one candle on each of the 8 nights of Hanukkah.
Who the hell is this guy? Freedom for the
Jewish community. Random Jewish guy, bro.
wasn't this the dude in that like computer episode?
Raymond.
Like remember that one where Adam like had to like save the internet or something?
I love how he came over with the menorah and had to explain himself. Like nobody else had heard of it.
Well, they always do that in these holiday episodes. Like Rugrats did that. Like that was very thoughtful. They always do that. I mean, rightfully so. Little kids wouldn't know outside their own culture.
See, like, one candle right. On each of the 8 nights of Hanukkah. That represents freedom for the Jewish community. So that's what that means.
Mm-hmm. Tommy, you're telling me that Tommy Oliver learned about Judaism right here.
Yeah, right? Like, literally, like in high school? Like, really? All right.
Oh, my fucking really? God.
This, we're really this, showing how much he paid attention in his academic years.
I don't mean to be making fun. We're not making fun of the Jewish community, but...
No, we're not.
It's just how that...
It's a cliche. It's a holiday episode cliche, is what it is. Especially in the 90s. Like, anything in the 90s that did these holiday episodes would do this type of stuff.
You know what's funny? My dad's Jewish, and I keep asking him, what does he want for Christmas? And I keep naturally asking him that.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, like, I don't necessarily... Like, I feel like you shouldn't be insulted by somebody wanting to, you know, spread holiday cheer. You know, kind of thing.
The amount of people that do get ass bitten about it, it was ridiculous, though.
No, I know. But well, that's because that's what's cool, you know, nowadays.
It's just kind of funny because you're such a devout Catholic.
Oh, yeah.
It's a funny dichotomy, bro.
I went to Catholic school, so to me, there wasn't, you know, an alternative where, like, okay, one day they studied Jewish heritage. No, they didn't.
Yeah. You know? Well, funnily enough, when I had gone to Catholic school, we were at least exposed to this.
No.
To like, Jewish stuff in the Catholic school I went to. Like I mean, like, obviously, we didn't, you know, deal too much in it, but, like, it was, like I said,
I mean,
it was
exposed.
They
did teach us even about,
like,
Kwanzaa, but we had no one that ever celebrated it. I've never met one person that celebrated it.
I actually have yet to meet somebody that actually
I had a hard
did.
Enough time going to CCD classes, let alone freaking going to Catholic school. I told my mom, like, no, I'm not weird. Yeah.
Fun story. I got my first kiss from a girl in Catholic school, and she turned out to be a lesbian. The one time I went to university.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to Catholic school from kindergarten to fourth grade. Then I was public school after that.
It's a celebration of African American.
And thank God, honestly.
Oh, are we getting a listening Kwanzaa? Because I'm actually...
Sounds like we're about to.
Yeah.
Oh, Kwanzaa is from Swahili. It means the first harvest.
Okay, I actually didn't remember that.
No, I didn't know this.
It's a celebration of African American heritage.
I mean, that I know.
Sounds like a great idea.
Oh, it's wonderful. The 7 candles represent the 7 principles we strive for. Unity, self-determination, responsibility to community, cooperation, purpose, creativity, and faith.
All things considering, this is a very informative episode.
I'm glad they're gone. Like, you know what's funny? They went way more in-depth with that than they did for Hanukkah. Like, they just brushed off Hanukkah. Like, yeah, we light these candles, and it means freedom.
I love how, meanwhile, King Mondo is still trying to kill them.
Yeah. But listen, he's got his priorities straight.
Did take over Zit Lord Zed and Nita's palace, pretty much.
This is for the last
fruitcake was reported missing. Now we know our suspect liked fruitcakes. What does that tell us about him?
There was a fruitcake missing?
Aunt Millie. No. If he eats said fruitcakes, there's bound to be a trailer.
They look like they're sweating their asses off.
Aunt Millie's fruitcake.
Yeah.
Were you acquitted with Aunt Millie already?
I mean, I definitely think they are. They're in, like, fucking L.A. or whatever. Wearing trench coats. He's about to get, like, fucking...
Look! Another green thing!
What are they, jelly beans?
Another red thing!
Like, red and green M&Ms?
We're hot on the trail
now. Oh, they're pieces of fruitcake.
Ow. Duh.
I mean, they probably are like jelly beans in, like, reality, but... Oh, alright, they could just casually do that.
Oh, gosh.
You're definitely not on the list. Metal dudes!
Back off, gearhead! Don't you want my present? Happy holidays, humans! Don't say I never gave you.
You know what's funny? I wonder why the bad guys wouldn't show up and just be like, "Oh, hey, Rangers!" in front of all the students and stuff. The villains were really respectful of their secret identities.
Oh, okay. So the menorah represents that the...
you know, that's very, very interesting. But what's really important here is the Christmas tree.
Okay.
Oh my god!
This episode would immediately get shut down nowadays. Oh man. Woo. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
That came from the franchise of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Technically Zeo, but it's, you know, same difference.
I mean, the whole franchise. Remember, guys, the Christmas tree is more important than the menorah. He is the color of red and white. Yeah. And red, Tommy is Christmas colors. Ironically.
Oh my god, you're right.
He's
the Christmas Ranger guy.
Guy, he even looks like Jesus sometimes with the long hair.
I mean, like, specifically in this episode, he's got a very groomed mane.
I'm ready to see the Star David Ranger kick this dude's ass.
Wasn't he on Dino Shorts?
he's like, listen, that's really interesting,
what
guy.
What are you talking about?
This whole episode is a play on words of Saban, realizing that Christmas is here so we can sell toys.
Right.
That's really
important
that's where it is.
That's where the money is.
Why don't you go out there and chop one down and bring it back to me?
It didn't get better as he went on.
What's even great is just, like, his face of just, like, man, like, you actually have
you
to read that line.
To go get you, you silly little Christmas tree?
Religion war!
Yeah, literally.
This is what I want in my Rangers,
religion
guy.
Religion wars. It's the start of the new Crusades.
It's still going on, guy.
Yeah.
Fucking eight crazy nights.
Hey, wait a minute. What's that supposed to mean?
It means, Tommy, that you better watch out, because if Santa Claus sees you getting mad, he ain't going to bring you any presents. Now, is he? You know something? This whole banquet thing is lame. I'm out of here.
Somebody wrote this, guys.
You don't believe that guy?
No, he just...
We'll see at the end of the episode who's responsible.
Yeah. You're right. We totally got to do that. You're right.
This was the most... just listen to this sentence.
Yeah.
Listen here and steal our Christmas.
Thanks, Rocky.
Christmas? Don't you mean my Kwanzaa?
For your information, Miss Tanya, this whole season is about Christmas.
Hello. I'm just going to stop right there and just say, Steve Cardenas is a lovely man.
That needs to be a meme right there.
Absolutely lovely guy. He did not mean that.
This still image right here needs to be a meme.
Hey, like, Steve, thanks for doing the intro to this podcast.
Oh my God, yes.
You know, a lot of countries don't even celebrate holidays this time of year.
Thank you, Adam, for being the fucking buzzkill.
He really was. Like, you just became like Buzz Killington out of nowhere.
Korea. I don't even know what I'm doing here.
He's still a frog, guys.
He's still a frog.
It's a Korean frog.
He's still a frog. I mean, he's green like a frog, so...
Oh, my... I didn't know he was Korean! I don't know if that was implied that he was.
I guess this is where it was established first, where he's...
His name is Adam Park.
Yeah. I mean, excuse if that's a very common name.
I gotta hear this all in one sequence.
Can you believe that guy?
No, he's just a waltz in here and steal our Christmas.
Christmas? Don't you mean my Kwanzaa?
So, fun fact, I've been spelling Santa Claus wrong for about 20 years. Found that out?
How the hell have you been spelling it the Santa Claus?
No, I've been spelling it like the movie.
C-L-A-U-S-E?
Yeah. I've been adding an E to the end. Because you know what, as a kid, you didn't. I just watched the movie and always saw it. I thought it always had an E in it.
I mean, that's okay. That's understandable.
Because I didn't know what an actual Santa Claus was until I rewatched it.
Yeah,
the
like,
I was
like,
oh, shit.
It's okay, guys. If you're listening, Joe didn't win the fifth grade spelling bee. It's all good.
Yeah.
Nah, I got a Presidential Academic Achievement Award, though, from President Bush.
He got the participation trophy.
Not even, bro. Not even. They gave us, like, a gold star and, like, told us to do good.
Goodness, Tanya. This whole season is about Christmas.
Hello! Who made you holiday monitor?
You know, a lot of countries don't even celebrate holidays this time of year. Like Korea. I don't even know what I'm doing here.
Vinny should be in this recording.
Like I asked. Talk to the hand, okay?
I
did that to one kid, and he literally was like, I'm going to smack your hand. But, like, I don't know why I thought that would be, like, the one thing to be like, that's cool. The 90s were a tough time.
You know, maybe this holiday thing wasn't such a good idea after all.
I couldn't agree more.
Big joke.
Remember when people used to wear their jeans that high up? Jeez.
It's working! Excellent sign! The Rangers are practically at each other's throats.
So much for peace on Earth.
I will say this, Sprocky got in there pretty fucking easy.
No, but like I said, like, one thing that I just now realized, if they could just show up in their school like that, why wouldn't they just go into a classroom and be like, what's up, Rangers?
Kill them?
And then, no, but like, expose to everyone in the school who the Rangers are. Like, they were awfully respectful about the secret identity thing.
Yeah, meanwhile, Zordon and Alpha realized what had happened.
There's a certain line they don't want to cross.
I just realized that Zordon and Alpha are Catholic, given what we had just saw.
Space Jesus, man.
Aye, aye, aye. Everyone's fighting. We must help the Rangers break this spell, Zordon.
I mean, to be fair, we learned this in Mighty Morphin.
King Mondo's Bias Blaster has tapped into the most powerful evil known to mankind.
Unlike Alpha's Magical Christmas, for their second Christmas episode, it's actually still dealing with... It's an episode.
I mean, yeah, like, there's an actual, yeah. Like... conflict rather than Alpha kidnapping kids from random parts of the world.
There is only one way to stop the spread of this evil. Each Ranger must find within his heart the kindness and understanding that is the key to every human soul.
Oh, you can do it, Ranger.
Something that only existed in the
90s. Who was the Planeteer that had a heart?
I don't know, because I still think that the Jolly Green Giant's part of the Captain Planet's group, so yeah. I don't know, man.
Can we just appreciate this line that Rocky's about to have?
Get out of here.
Me too.
Oh, wait, was that Kat who said that? I'm sorry. I think Kat said that.
Oh, you can do it, Rangers.
I should have known this would never have worked out.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm just going to take my tamales and get
out. Yeah.
Any of y'all spend
your
holidays?
Whatever.
Take my tamales.
I thought you left. You know, I...
Yeah, this poor guy is really getting fucked over hard in this episode.
He took his fucking yarmulke off.
Like, damn. This guy.
Oh my god. This poor Jewish guy.
Man, this guy is...
I don't know if this is like Weird Al or Yellow Wolf or whatever this guy's supposed to be, but like, I just feel bad.
He's probably like Saban's grandson or something.
Yeah, he could be like a relative or something.
Well, the right where you left him.
You know what's funny? I like this Jewish kid more. What was his name?
Raymond.
I like him more than most of the characters in Wild Force.
Oh, absolutely. He's already like a million times more fleshed out than Wild Force.
Scotty, you want to light the menorah every year for Raymond?
No, yeah, it's my religion.
Pour one out for Raymond, man.
It's against... Well, it's against Scotty's religion.
It's against my religion.
Well, we'll just spin a dreidel or something.
McIntyre.
Yeah, I am a quarter Jewish.
Who do you leave the cookies in? I told Matt we're not leaving Santa cookies and milk. We're leaving him White Claws and
I mean, he's gonna need them.
But we said it was White Claws and something else.
White Claws and wasn't it like Half Apps or something like that? it was something along those lines. It was like Claws and something like that, like Half
Fried
Apps.
Raviolis.
Fried raviolis. Fried raviolis. Dream Snapchat gift cards. Yeah.
Snapchat should make gift cards. They really should make gift cards. How does that, you know what, let's have this conversation real quick. Snapchat, how in the hell do they not know that people are sending titties through their thing?
I mean, by now they definitely have to, by now.
Quiet! We all know how far humans are on their penetrating
poles. This gift that keeps
on
giving.
I should confiscate all of the playthings!
That should annihilate their wretched holiday spirit completely.
Exactly what I was thinking, dear.
Get your stuff, get out of here.
Oh my god, I thought somebody's about to... I thought Tommy was literally about to knock the menorah over.
Hey, what's going on?
What happened?
Can't you see? Looks like everything's gone. Duh.
Duh, I think we can see that, Mr. Tommy.
Yeah.
Get over it. Whee! Look at all this loot! Now the Power Rangers will have nothing to be merry about!
Guess we won't be celebrating
anymore. Adam, you didn't care about any of the holidays anyway.
Man, he's a real downer, man.
Which holiday were you celebrating, Adam?
Yeah, right.
National Stone Cabin Day.
Hi, is this where the holiday party is tonight? I bring a potion to hang on the wall.
I feel like she was in another episode.
Probably. It's probably a reuse.
Is that Sylvie? Should...
No. Yes, no. Sylvie would have been much younger.
Sorry, sweetie. I think the party's been canceled.
But why?
Somebody ruined it by taking all our stuff.
Well, who are you?
No, I'm telling you, he was that guy in
they
that
literally
one
casted
episode.
They literally said we need a Jewish guy. That was it.
I mean, yeah.
Were they trying to throw us off on who the Gold Ranger was? Was he like a candidate? Is that what
I remember.
Is that basically what it was?
He was that one guy in one of those very early episodes where Adam was like working on a computer.
A computer problem. Yeah, I remember that too.
He was in it. He was in that episode.
Was he one of the characters that they said we're just going to throw this guy in here?
Maybe.
I'm gonna fact check that because I don't feel like I didn't think he was ever in an episode besides.
Yes, he was. He was in a prior one.
He was at the computer geek and helped him in the computer.
Yeah, he was part of like the computer club or whatever.
Sometimes people just don't agree on things.
When I get mad, my mommy sings me a song. You wanna hear it?
Oh boy. Our reaction.
Got nothing better to do.
Well, alright.
Many friends, many hearts.
You have to remember that in their reality, they're listening to this a cappella.
Yeah, right? Yeah, there's no music.
Yeah, you didn't have anything to celebrate.
Damn, it's taking a while for Rocky to get it. Okay.
Tommy's
but
last
they're all the. Yeah. Jesus.
Did Kat even change?
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, what are we doing, guys? We still got a lot to celebrate.
Yeah, but Tommy's like, I just sounded like a Nazi for
Tanya's
like no
stuff,
reason.
My menorah.
Oh my god, he said the decorations and Tanya's stuff. That was might have been the most racist thing out of the whole show. Listen.
And what's hilarious is that this is when they're getting over their hatred for each other. They're just like, man, it...
Listen.
What are we doing, guys? We still got a lot to celebrate.
Yeah, but what about the gifts, the decorations, Tanya's stuff, my menorah? It's all gone.
Raymond, that doesn't matter. Yeah, the important thing is we're all still here.
We should never disrespect anyone else's culture.
He was like or one tradition. Second away from going.
Thank you. Well. Okay, so Tommy just literally just said we should never disrespect anybody else's culture. That was it. That was it. He redeemed like himself. There
the,
you go.
The moral of the episode.
Again.
I'm really sorry about what I said. I'm sorry too, man. What I was saying was just not cool.
It would have been so much funnier if he was like, yeah, I'm sorry, man, about what I said. But yeah, man, Jesus didn't rise from the grave. Like, should have been some kind of line, but...
You would have said he still chopped down a Christmas tree, man.
No, you should just be like, but you need to stop killing trees. Just
let's forget about it.
Just turn into like a hippie for like a second.
Should we hang up this poster? Yeah. Okay,
let's
do it.
Ready?
Here we go. She was left unsupervised and unattended.
That is
to go to the
fair. Yeah, right? Where are your parents?
That is a very lopsided poster, too.
Okay.
What the hell was that, Rocky? Meanwhile...
No, it just gets me! What happened to your bias blaster, Clank?
My readings show that its effects
it's
were
called
dispelled
the bias
by a very
blaster.
Strong counterdose of...
Oh my god. The bias
a lot
blaster!
Of what okay, somebody found it on the moon. And that explains a lot of what's been going on the past couple of years.
The bias blaster. Society.
Somebody in NASA or something came back with the bias blaster.
I fucking can't.
And this is where all these hashtags come from.
Oh, God.
Sparkling explains everything.
Well, Lord, for love, your majesty.
So, how dare you say that confounded word again?
That was great.
There's another red thing.
A green
and the
thing.
Old, like, Sentai red thing there. Stuff.
Green
great.
Thing. There's another red... Okay, I think we found something. That's it.
But what kind of warped and twisted mind could create such a hideous, grotesque monstrosity?
Literally.
What do you think? You like it.
Oh, I forgot they were still like hanging out with them.
They had like amnesia.
All for you.
The fruitcake was all Rito's idea. I wanted to go with the cheese log.
Thank you.
It's really big, yes, and full of fruity goodness.
So Rito and Goldar are Catholic?
I guess so.
Guys. Thanks. You realize, of course, that we are going to have to replace the missing fruitcake.
Not to worry, partner.
Oh, I'm Billy. Oh, it's Eugene. Yeah, listen,
his phone was in his shoe, guys. She was the phone. Inspector Gadget over here.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I was literally just going to say that.
Look at all the people that showed up.
Terrific.
Hey,
I mean,
why are you still wearing a name tag?
We can learn from one another despite our different backgrounds.
Where's the Christmas tree?
There it is, Ernie.
They made the Jewish guy get the Christmas tree!
Hey, look at the togetherness here.
He cut it down himself!
Beautiful.
You didn't even decorate it.
Cool, huh? Hey, what do you guys think?
Looks great.
Yeah. Oh, Ernie, we have something we want to contribute. Oh, a menorah.
Raymond, would you show us how to light the candles properly?
Cad, I'd love to.
Alright.
Hey, Tanya. I hope we got this right. We went to the library and looked it up.
Oh, wait, like, their shit didn't come back? They had to go buy stuff?
Yeah, I guess they had to, like, redo it. Yeah.
Huh. Good job, Ernie.
Guys, this is so sweet.
And now... for the most important part of the holidays, the food.
I mean, I agree. For the first time ever, I will agree with Rocky.
So you see, Christmas isn't only about getting things.
About giving and being with people you love.
That's right.
Well, he's using a blue
ring. And he is. That's true.
You know, you're pretty smart for a little pipsqueak.
He almost sounds like Pennywise for some reason.
It's enough stories for tonight, Tom.
Why was this not more foreshadowed?
You heard your grandmother.
It was. Okay. The Kimberly episode had passed. Like,
I'll get it.
This point. Didn't it?
No.
Am I remembering this correctly?
The Dear John letter?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying the fact that they actually ended up and got married. Why was it such a shock in Soul of the Dragon? Did people just forget about this?
It wasn't a shock.
Yeah, I just forgot about it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the shock is just that it's like...
Hey, it's
it
JJ.
Wasn't...
No, it's JJ.
Yeah, holy shit. Wow, good continuity here, apparently.
Say hi, and thanks for babysitting.
Oh, we'd love to do it.
Okay, little bro, let's go.
Oh, wait, no, it's not.
Oh, it's... okay.
Okay, whatever.
It's their other son.
Do you guys think you could watch him just a little bit longer? There's something I gotta take care of.
Of course.
We wouldn't mind at all.
Thanks.
You've always got something to take care of.
Yeah, well, let's run in the family.
Man, boy, Jason David Frank's voice must have really hurt this entire episode.
Sounded like he spoke.
So his grandson, no, his... It says, yeah, that was his grandson, right?
I think they were both grandchildren, because he referred to him as his little bro.
Alright, so, canonically, SPD...
I guess he would have to be. I guess he would have to be. If this were to canonically line up with Soul of the Dragon, then yeah, I guess he would have to be some SPD guy.
Hmm.
Judging by the fact he was wearing a red shirt, I'm gonna guess maybe he was red, but I could be reading too deeply.
I think that that's something they should touch upon.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, this is basically the episode that's the reason why Kat was in, like, Soul of the Dragon as his wife. It was basically, like, this episode,
so
pretty much.
So you're saying Bridge is Tommy's grandson?
No. I mean, I would imagine he replaced Bridge, because that definitely wasn't Bridge.
Hmm.
Who's to say?
But Bridge probably got promoted.
They really should have just made it Tommy's son.
It might have been Bridge.
JG should have been the one coming in to pick up his son.
No, I agree. Like, having the, like, little bro line was, like, weird.
When he said, hey, Grandma, when he walked in. Oh, Kat aged very well.
Yeah, right?
Tommy, no.
I mean, he just looks like really old MacGyver or something.
Who wrote this episode?
Hello! Hello! Who made you holiday bun?
Oh, I forgot that they do the fucking... I don't see anybody that says written.
You know, I couldn't...
Or do they...
the beginning of the...
Yeah, the beginning, okay.
What if?
See, I'm nervous. Camera's there.
You figure they'd invent, right? You figure someone would invent wrapping paper around ages by now.
Well, regardless, somebody wrote this.
We never found out what happened with Volk's skull over his food pocket.
Yeah, we were just left off with Skull calling his aunt... in a shoe.
Yeah, let's find out. Let's see if it was at the beginning. I don't recall it being at the beginning, but it was.
Well, because they always have the, like, directed by blah, blah, blah stuff pop up. So, yeah, directed by Robert, whatever. So this wasn't a Haim Saban directed thing.
Saban definitely produced this episode.
Yeah, he's definitely producing. I like how the subtitle is old man.
The smell of pine and the taste of peppermint. You know,
I don't like the taste of peppermint.
Celebrate the winter holidays.
I've never had eggnog in my life. Ways.
What?
Yeah. Never had it.
Missing out.
I'll be honest, I actually don't like eggnog.
Ready for Christmas?
Jackie Marchand.
So it was a woman.
Jackie Marchand. Well, I mean, Jackie is also a dude's name.
True.
Jackie Chan, but I will say most likely a woman.
Saban had a lot of female roles.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he did. So.
Yeah, Grandpa, I sure hope Sandra brings me a lot of presents.
Yeah. Directed by Robert Radler. I thought it said Robert Atler. I was like, is that my mother?
Yes.
Hello. Ooh. Merry Christmas, mother. Hello. You just missed the most politically 2019 incorrect episode of Power Rangers ever.
Yeah, boy.
Okay. The a Jewish kid, basically, Tommy told him to go shove the menorah up his ass and go get himself a tree.
The tree.
Oh, I have a Christmas tree. That's right. I keep forgetting that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have it die.
I'm not gonna have it die. I'm gonna feed it. I'm gonna feed it water, huh? Or what is?
Well, it's raining plenty for the next couple days.
Yeah, right. I was just like, just leave it outside. It'll be fine.
Joe, other than Gold Ranger, what was your favorite Zio costume?
Actually, Rockies.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Mine was Adams.
I don't
like
green.
You know what I didn't like about green. Adams? The rectangle kind of just looked very bland in comparison to, like, the star, the pyramid.
That's
a
beautiful shot.
The thing.
I hated the star. I absolutely hated
I didn't mind it. It was okay.
The star.
What's the middle? What is that giant white page? Just some card break?
It's got, like, some stats or something for, like, the Machine Empire. Or something to do with, like, it's color-coded?
Is it, like, height?
It's like Clank, PMS match 225, or magenta. It's almost like paint. You know when you go to, like, a paint shop,
mm-hmm.
and they got those, like, squares or whatever? It's almost like that mm-hmm. for the Machine Empire guys.
Huh.
That's interesting. I guess it's for people who want to draw them, I guess.
Maybe Hasbro should use that for their gold paint.
Oh, speaking of Hasbro, so the Lightning Wave 3 is... selling out really fucking fast. Zach is pretty much in stock at Amazon for an extra $5 than Walgreens has cost. Jason went out of stock. The Gold Ranger from Dino Charge went out of stock. And Robbie is basically available anywhere.
Gold Ranger?
Lord Draken is out. Is like...
You're going to have to eat him. Line.
Exclusive. No, she's going to be on the next... Either the next one or it's going to be the exclusive. Lord Draken sold the fuck out.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I'll get them when I get them.
But. Lord Draken is going to be the Lord Zedd of that line.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, the villains in general seem to be like the most sought-after things.
I mean, Goldar, same.
Yeah. Though, I could still find a lot of Goldars, though.
Joe and I still have a bet on who the unrevealed villain is on that one line.
Absolutely. Absolutely, guy.
I am willing
to bet. I said it's either Frax or Rancid.
I doubt they would get to Frax yet. I feel like they would do Astronomer or something before Frax.
Do you want in on the bet, guy? The bet is...
What do you say?
I said it's Rita from 2017.
You know what? That is a good... I'm not sure I would bet against that. That is actually a really
man.
Good bet.
Nah, Hasbro didn't make any Cenozoic Rangers, man. No.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know what I think would be a good idea if they did one of those two packs? It would be the Rita from the show and then the Rita from the movie.
Then and Now? They did the Then and Now series already.
What?
They did the Then and Now series already.
For Rita?
But not for the Lightning. Not for Rita, but I'm saying...
You got a better chance than them being Scrozzle.
I'd be okay with that.
I personally would like it to be like...
There is no... They fucked up his figure already. I don't want to see what they're going to do with
Lightning. The Lightning Collection might do better.
I mean, that is true. I mean, what I would like to see as the villain would either be like Astronomer or Ecliptor.
Well, let me see if I know any... if I can send a text out and see if we can get an answer for this.
I would also like to maybe see somebody from Lightspeed, like Diabolico.
I want to see Rancic, personally.
Rancic would be a really good... Like, that one would definitely sell like hotcakes.
You know what I don't
want
to see? Master Borg.
Oh, yeah.
Master Borg?
For real. Zenaku, though, I'd like to see.
Oh, yeah. I would buy it. Anything Merrick, I would
do. They
gotta
do a two-pack.
Yeah, I agree with the...
Merrick and Zenaku.
Yeah, I agree with that. That would definitely be better.
So, Matt, what else we got in that book?
I mean, like...
I was going to get you this, but I didn't know if you'd want it. You know what I mean?
I'll just
is that King Sphinxer now? No, I thought that was on the side page.
Well, the first, like, half of the book is, like, Mighty Morphin. And then once you get to, like, chapter 6, it starts going to Turbo. And... Ooh, was that concept art? It's like early Divatox concept art. It looks really cool, actually. She kind of looks like a Mortal Kombat character. She looks like a weird...
She looks like the wife of Count Dragon.
She looks like a Japanese Sindel.
Hmm.
Or something from Mortal Kombat. Is that supposed to be an early concept for Fan? Oh, no, that's Elgar. With, like, a helmet. Okay.
That was supposed to be, Piranatron.
but, like, the body looks like Elgar. Like, I think that's, like, Elgar's, like, suit. But it could have been. It could have been, like, Piranatron. 20,000 boards under the sea.
What is that, Serpentor, dude?
Yeah, right? It literally looks like... Well, the concept art for, like, the evil lair looked a lot cooler than what we got.
Yeah, a lot cooler.
Oh, wow. Okay, they did release it. We were way off.
What is it?
For Wave 4's villain.
What is it?
Fucking guess.
Zordon era?
No.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Blaze?
Yep. Yeah, that was it. Blaze. And Waze 5's villain was announced as Ranger Slayer Kim.
Ooh. Oh, she's as the villain. Okay,
yeah.
Interesting. I mean, that's cool.
We don't know what the exclusives are going to be, but those are the villains that are though.
Okay.
So as for the heroes that we have Trini, Rocky, SPD Red Ranger 1, which was Jack.
Yes, sir.
Then Wave 5, which is June 2020, we got Billy.
It's a lot of people.
Jason is Zero Gold Ranger by himself. Or it could be Trey, honestly. Don't know. It doesn't say.
And we got...
Then we got Wes.
Wes, yeah.
And then Ranger Slayer. Fuck me!
You both lost the bet.
Yeah.
Oh. C'est la vie. So I'm not much of a betting man. Oh my god, was that like an early concept for Astronomer? Damn, we got something way better.
Let me see. Oh, done. Dude, that's Samus.
Nah, Samus looks better.
That's like Princess Daisy trying to be Samus from like Super Mario. But this is really cool. Like I'm liking like the concept art, the things.
Ooh, the space chapter's pretty.
Yeah,
just like
it's very, right. Very like appealing on the eyes. Like it's visually.
What do they say about Psycho the Rangers? Rangers?
Yeah, turtle. First, we got the Turtle Power Rangers. I see what they did there. But that's funny that the Ninja Turtles teamed up with Space first before the Mighty Morphin team up. I mean, not necessarily chronologically, but at least.
I'm going to lean and say that theoretically, Boom Studios, it did happen first chronologically, if we're counting it.
Space hasn't happened yet.
But that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Oh, okay, you were saying reverse of what I was trying to say. Yeah, Darkonda just gets, like, a whole half of a page of just him, like, in your face.
He kind
of
deserves, honestly.
Yeah, he's a great villain. Yeah. He's a great villain.
Oh, he's an absolute douche.
Why doesn't Zane get his own page?
Because he gets the end credits right there.
Yeah,
he's killing all the Rangers.
Yeah, why is... Man! Why did Turbo get, like, 5 pages? Like, Space gets, like, 3.
Nah, Space, I don't even... Space, I didn't even see, like, Turbo's 5 pages. Did we even, like, get
Yeah. I scrolled past them. You were too busy with your McDonald's guy.
I was looking up the Cenozoic
Range. Oh, that's right. That's what you were doing. But yeah,
Turbo... Oh, yeah, literally, Turbo got, like, a half a page.
Turbo got 2 chapters. One about the movie, and then the other with the show.
Yo, Robert Kopp didn't even get a freaking photo.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Right here. Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
Oh, he got 2 pages.
Yeah, he actually... Robert Kopp... how did Robert
Where's
Kopp...
Where's Phantom Ranger?
How did... he was, like, towards the end.
He was in the beginning.
He was in the beginning. Oh, yeah, there he is. He's right there.
Oh, wow. But, he's on the...
Why does Robert Kopp get, like, 2 pages, but Zane got, like, nothing? Zane got, like, a photo.
That's what I was complaining about, guy.
That's, man... Fuck Turbo.
Fuck Turbo.
Man, why... Yeah, I just realized, Adam got, like, 2 rectangle helmets. Uh-huh. Zio, and then in Turbo, he literally got, like, the same thing.
Yeah.
Just a plain-ass rectangle.
Well, at least he can see.
That's fair. I mean, he definitely has... He's definitely had the best helmets in terms of visibility.
I'm sorry, I've been staring at this all night. What is this next to you?
Oh, it's some of Scotty's comics.
It's X-Men Avengers crossover I bought from Steve's store. I read it already, so I asked Matt if you wanted to read the story.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'd like to read them. But yes, I shall do that.
Well, what are you guys doing tomorrow? Did you want to go back to Steve's store? I get off at 2.
Okay, yeah. I'm actually off tomorrow because I got woken up at 4:30 in the morning today by my boss who had, like, messed up. Yeah. Something, and I had to come into work. But it's okay, because he gave me off tomorrow.
Do you want to do that, Scotty?
I'm kind of stringent on cash right now, because I got to buy gifts. But...
Yeah, but that's part of the reason why I want to go, is maybe, like, I can find things that I want to buy.
Well, Scotty, I got you. If you see anything, don't worry about it. Yeah. Let's go. Let's make a trip. You got nothing to do.
I feel like I can get you both, like, in between gifts, since your guys' Christmas gifts are going
to
be delayed.
As long as I make it back in time, because Dad wants to get dinner tomorrow night, so...
Word.
It's fine.
Yeah.
If not, we can go the following week. Don't matter. All right, Matt. After Turbo, what do we got?
Yeah, next week would be better.
Turbo,
for me,
we got, of course.
All right, that's
space.
Fine. We'll go next week.
After Turbo, we got Space. Of course.
So we saw it within Space, and Zane got space. 0 mention.
It's like no pictures, not even an individual. We don't even get a picture of him frozen to carbonite, man. What is going on here? Frozen in the ice block.
The psychos get like a nice.
Psychos get more than Zane.
Like page, but
Zane gets his little thing at the end there. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Tell me, Lieutenant.
There we got
Commander
Galaxy.
Stanton gets a page to himself. I'll lose it.
All right, let's see.
Terra Venture.
Ooh, we got like what looks like concept art and stuff. Apparently, it's like very highly detailed. Wow,
Commander Stanton couldn't even.
Wow, is that the layout for the Terra Venture?
Yeah, yes. They got like a layout.
Get the fuck
here.
Out of here!
That's very detailed.
Thank you, Gray Starling.
The fucking blueprints of the Terra Venture.
They really... I mean, people did...
Oh, this is where they live. This is where their bunkers were.
People did confirm, though, that, like, Lost Galaxy was, like, the most expensive season, so I guess...
Look at it!
Yeah.
It had 5 plots!
Yeah, well, I mean, but besides that, like, look how detailed, like, this blueprint was for...
What's on the other side?
Like, the set. Like, sort of, like, designs for the walls and stuff.
Shit.
Yeah, really, really cool pop-outs. We got...
Jaquina, Kendrick's death, of course.
Kendrick's got hey, Karun. And we got that. Yeah,
Magnum Defender doesn't even get a mention in here.
Where is he?
No picture of Magnum Defender.
There is actually
this book
no picture.
I have a major problem with this book right now.
Yeah,
major
there actually was no
right
picture
now.
Of Magnum.
No picture of Magnum Defender. Limited picture of Zane.
He's right.
I'm very pissed off right
He's
now.
He's very right.
Holy shit. How did they fuck that up?
If I got this as a gift, I would return it instantly. Based on that alone.
But here we go. We got my Lightspeed boys, who, till this day, fight me over the fact that they had the most badass villains in terms of the fact that they were demons. Everybody else has to deal with, like, aliens or some shit.
Time Force's villains were dope.
But they were just mutants. Like, these guys had to deal with demons from hell.
I feel like if Lightspeed had to deal with mutants, the series would have been a little bit better.
Oh, Captain Mitchell gets a fucking...
Good job, Captain Mitchell. Yeah. He deserves it. Well,
Scotty, I am so sorry.
Yo, even Titanium, man. Titanium boys.
You guys, hold on. There is no image. Boys. I don't believe that. There is no mention of Magnum Defender.
Well, I mean, he's probably mentioned in the... Like, I didn't read the paragraphs
there's
or anything.
There's no picture
but,
of
but there's no...
The at all.
No, like...
Scorpion. That's the best story in the entire Lost Galaxy.
Fucking Scorpius gets a fucking picture.
Then there's no picture of Furio either. It's a bad... Or the Quasar
that is admittedly weird, because he was like...
Because how huge his book is, that the pages literally have a giant crease going all the way down.
Yes.
Like, whatever. But...
Yeah, they give you a map of Terra Venture. Great.
Just furthering how disappointing Lost Galaxy truly was.
Then they get a picture of Captain Mutiny. He was the best...
That's true. That is... Yeah.
About Furio no Furio. Any recollection, any type of mention of,
But we got, like, a whole page of Trakina.
Scorpius. Kendrix.
Wow. Lightspeed, boys.
Nothing, man. Nothing. Not even a photo. Not even a photo.
I see nothing.
Yeah, no, there literally is nothing about Magna.
Even the paragraphs.
No Magna boys.
No, they got a mention. Wait. Here we go. Right here. Space Cadets. Mike's younger.
They mentioned Mike Corbett here. Yeah.
It seems like.
It's not even a picture of Mike. There's not even a picture of Mike in there.
They're talking about Mike. It doesn't really carry in Magna. Hold on.
Yeah. They mention, but it's.
I guess your Mike's a Terra Venture. Straight Star Wars.
Aliens.
They talk about Mike. They don't talk about Magnum Defender. But yeah, the guy should at least have gotten a fucking picture, to be honest. Even this fucking guy got a picture.
Yeah, even that little kid who was a stowaway got a photo.
Yeah, Matthew, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's weak, man.
Who names their kid that? Anyway.
Stupid fucking kid. It's weak, man. I know.
But, yo...
Ryan gets his whole page.
Right, yeah, Ryan gets, like, literally a page. Titanium,
whoever
wrote
this book, obviously, doesn't like Zane and doesn't like Magna Defender.
Yeah, it's weird how some, like, six Rangers really get, like, left out, but I'm glad my Titanium boys, as always, the first U.S. exclusive Ranger.
The Alien Rangers are in there.
That would
I just
be
want you to know that.
That would be, like, leaving out... Jason is the Gold Ranger as a picture in here.
Well, Jason left out as the... No, Jason wasn't there. Yeah.
No, he was in there. But it's...
They didn't put the Wild West Rangers in?
No.
Fisher, the actor who plays Ryan, he had to arrive on set at 4:30 a.m. every day for the two-hour process of applying the Cobra tattoo makeup.
Holy shit!
Yeah, because it kept creeping on his back, it would need to be redrawn every few days. That's intense.
I thought it was like a temporary, you know... I thought it was a temp tattoo. I didn't know.
I honestly thought they did that in, like, post or something. Like, I didn't know that was actually
drawn. Because you saw it
drawn.
Move in the fucking animation.
Right. Like, it was animated. I thought that was just something that they just kind of, like, photoshopped.
I thought that was just a total editing job.
Yeah, I didn't know that he actually, like, had that. That's pretty crazy.
Fucking insane. What else?
At the beginning of each season, the new Ranger...
How much you want to bet they don't even put Quantum Ranger in?
Hold on, this is interesting. Break a leg. At the beginning of each season, the new Ranger actors were trained in a two-week boot camp where they worked with the stunt team on martial arts moves and combat choreography. Despite the stunt team's exemplary focus on safety, any production involving stunts carries a certain amount of risk, as Allison McInnes discovered. About a week before hiatus, which is in the middle of the season, recalls the actress, I shattered my leg.
Ooh.
Allison fell and broke her leg really badly, remembers Rhett Fisher, the Titanium boys. Fisher accompanied McInnes to the hospital, where she found a surgeon skilled in handling her specific type of break. She got back on the set quickly. And luckily, the walking cast looked like the tall black boots on Dana's outfits.
That she was wearing, yeah.
Oh my god. But probably for about a month of filming, every time I would walk away, it would be a completely different body shape. And Dana's outfit was pretty tight, so you can tell. All of a sudden, she's very curvy, or she's not curvy at all. It just wasn't me for quite some time. Damn.
That's what it said?
This is why Dana... is
those were quotes.
Who? Did Power Rangers, like, officially, like, approve this? Did Hasbro respond?
It would have to. It would have to be. For all this stuff, it would have to be.
Who made the book?
Forwarded by Amy Jo... Well, that's a forward. by Jody Revinson and Armin Zakhiel.
I'm not familiar with their work.
I'm not as well. But it would have to have been, like, approved.
Who is that right there? I can't even see.
Oh, that's, what's his face?
Diabolico?
No, not Diabolico. The other guy. Fucking...
Olympias.
Olympias, thank you.
Oh, my God. I forgot about Olympias and his, little,
form. How could you forget...
The best villain in the entire series.
How could you forget Lightspeed Rescue?
Dude, he went out like a... Oh, because we argued about this. He went out like a bitch.
But that was his
Diabolico
character.
Diabolico turned on him.
But that was his character.
Don't talk about Diabolico. Diabolico came back.
Diabolico was trash, he'll man. Everybody knows that.
What?
He turned into Diabolico a good demon, shit. Man. Nah, man. Nah,
dude,
man.
No. You go home.
Diabolico.
Let's get to Time Force now.
All right, we're now in Time Force, where they're all doing, like
is
fight the man looking pose.
Is it Wakanda? Forever?
Yeah, something like that. No, no Magna Defender, but Katie gets, like, a large in-your-face, like, kicking.
Did they talk about Alex or Westfers?
It talks about Jason Font. Font would film all the scenes of one character, then switch to the other. Okay. Yeah, Wes was playful, fun, flamboyant, while Alex was very militaristic, straightforward, and a nose-to-the-grindstone kind of guy. Font would film all of the scenes of one character, then switch to the other. There were times when I was playing opposite myself, and a stand-in would play the back of me. Other times I was actually talking to a stick. Font had his hair colored for the roles, blonde for Wes and black for Alex, and showered out the colors between takes as needed. Damn, that's intense.
I don't know why they just didn't shoot one after the other, instead of in between. Do all of Alex's scenes, do it, then do all of Wes's.
No, that's literally what it just said.
That's what they did.
That's
did?
What it literally
okay.
just said. Yeah, it said
Font... I thought you said he switched back and then did, like, half Alex, half Wes. Half
no,
Alex.
No, it said Font would film all the scenes of one character, then switch to the other. Okay. Mm. Kevin Kleinberg landed his role as Trip, the alien Green Time Force, right after graduating high school in Van Nuys, California. My first love was martial arts, which I had been practicing for 9 years, but my second love was acting. When he was cast for Time Force, he learned that as an alien, he would have green hair. My main concern was whether it was going to be a wig, or were they going to have to keep dyeing my hair. I was happy to find out it was going to be a wig. Okay, so it was a wig. It wasn't actually dyed hair.
I wonder if the wig was attached to the hat.
Oh, yeah.
You might be
that's
right.
Believable. I mean, there were scenes where he wasn't wearing the hat.
I don't remember it.
Not many.
Well, whenever he was in uniform, he never wore the hat when he was, like, in the Time Force uniform. See, hold on. Yeah, right there. Like, he's not wearing the hat.
Oh, right. Never mind.
That cool concept art for their little clock tower.
Clock tower, yep.
Ooh.
Is that ripped out of the book, or is it...
It's, like, not glued in properly. I think that's what some of those creases are. It's almost like glue
or
something, I think, is what that is.
Oh, I trust you with all anything comic.
Oh, no, you know what it's supposed to be? You lift it up to read.
Okay.
That's what that's for. Okay.
Like, yeah, so I'm saying, how the hell did a hardcover book have creases in them? You know what I mean?
There's Frax.
Rancic.
Fraxy boy.
Frax got a page?
Frax got a page.
Rancic.
Yeah, Fraxy boys. Even that weird-ass battleizer that was
Nadira?
In...
Where's Nadira?
Where's in fucking...
She's
right there.
Right there.
Yeah, she's right
okay.
there. There's Eric.
He gets a cube.
Yeah, he gets a little time. Even the fucking battleizer that was in only, like, 2 episodes. Kind of, wow, we immediately
Dude,
jumped to Wild.
No quantum range. No.
Well,
I was right!
He's right here.
Oh, well, still.
He's that right doesn't here. Count.
Oh,
that doesn't count.
Magna Defender didn't even get that.
It's weak, man. It's weak. There's no respect for six rangers in this book, man.
It's like every other six ranger gets, like, shafted.
I bet Wild Force has a totally detailed
look
at
this. Let's see.
The Animaria, that was actually pretty cool, though, the concept art.
The concept art, like, a lot of it looked way better. Man, look at Jindrax.
Jindrax, Merrick.
Yeah, there's Merrick.
Where's Willy?
Did we get Willy? Did we get Willy?
Regardless, they're gonna have to do a,
Shit, no Deer Zord, man. Come on, really?
Where's Kite?
I would burn the book if he got, like, his own page. I'm sorry, man. I know you spent money on this, but geez, like that's
it would have been $20 well spent if we burned it.
I think I know what I'm getting that for Christmas now.
I was gonna get this I was gonna get this for you guys, but then I was like, I don't know how good it is, and now I'm glad I didn't. Because
man, I would have been
pissed.
It's
I would have had to return it, man.
I mean, I would say
I
as
you,
far as like we're a Power Rangers podcast, it's a fun thing to have. It's a fun thing to have to the collection. You know. It's memorabilia. Got Ninja Storm.
Cam.
Got Thunder Rangers.
Thunder Rangers don't even get a separate shot, man. That's weak.
All right, what's interesting here is for some reason in the middle of Ninja Storm, there's a freaking dino charge, like, flippy thing for, like, toys. Yeah, okay, it's talking about all the toys.
Oh, dude, that's kick-ass!
That is pretty cool.
It's the advertisement for all the Super Zords.
Yeah.
They got Turbo Guy, Turbo your favorite.
I had red and green myself. But, and then you flip... Oh, cool, we got some lightning in here.
That was the lightning figures.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, it's like the flip action also, the original. I don't know if that's the original or the re-release that they did for the Legacy Wing.
Yeah. Hmm. That's pretty cool. It's just weird that they placed that in the middle of fucking, like, Ninja Storm. But
that's how I felt during Ninja Storm. I'm going to go do something else.
All right, Dino Thunder.
That was it for Ninja Storm?
Yeah. Well, they got, like, four pages.
But Capri and Mara got more freaking pictures than the Magna Rangers, bro.
Did Merrick even get a page?
Yes.
Okay.
Him and Princess Shayla. No, there's Zanaku no pictures of Zanaku. There was no
yeah, he did.
Zanaku
there's
got
no
a...
pictures of Zanaku.
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah. Hold on. I'll go back. Yeah, so Zanaku right there.
Oh, all right.
He gets one small... Jindrak's got a big picture.
Yeah, Jindrak's is like in your face.
But hold on.
At least Merrick got that.
Is the Deer Zord attached to that Megazord at all?
Oh, God. Let's see. It's hard to say. No.
Oh, okay.
That's the Predazord right there.
What about the Isis Megazord?
I heard that's America's Zord.
No. No, because the next page is Forever Red, as it rightfully should be.
That's a cool shot.
I'm curious what this is. Like one of the headlines, from a dinosaur to a mouse. Before the season even began, Wild Force endured one of the biggest shakeups in Rangers history. For 9 years, the show had been broadcast on... Oh, Disney. On the Fox Kids Network. In 1995, Saban Entertainment had entered into a new joint venture with the Fox Children Television Network to form Fox Kids Worldwide, a producer and distributor of the children's programming, including the evergreen Power Rangers series. It's a weird adjective, but okay. In July 2001, almost immediately after Time Force wrapped, the renamed Fox Family Worldwide Network announced that it would be sold to Walt Disney Company, with the sale completed the following October. Wild Force would now be produced under the banner of Disney Enterprises. Saban Entertainment had already completed the production work for the Wild Force season, so its creative team remained fairly intact, but Disney offered its input throughout the season. Due to various circumstances, halfway through the show's schedule, the show was moved to the ABC Kids Saturday morning block, which was owned by Disney. Fans continued to follow the Power Rangers no matter where they went, even when they literally went to the other side of the world. Okay, interesting.
All right, so that's that.
That's that. And Dino Thunder Boys, which is really cool. Forgot how good this is. Like I watched some of it like at work, and I was like, man, it's really
enjoyable. We
watched
the crossover, man. This shit was insane. Dude, my rating for Ninja Storm goes up because of that crossover. It answered so many questions.
Mezagog.
I guess it's maybe a potential spoiler.
Nah, I already know what happens.
Audition Day of the Dino. The villain in... Bakuryu Sentai Abarenja was played by a Japanese actor who was not concealed within a traditional rubber monster suit. As economics were important in the partnership between Saban and Toei, the American production team asked the Japanese creators to have the villains be played by a fully suited actor instead of a Japanese actor who spoke Japanese because of the dubbing issues it created. If the villain wasn't in a suit, we couldn't use that footage, explains Jackie Markand. Oh, the person who
wrote the
Zio episode, yeah.
Well, that was ironic.
Sometimes Toei would do it, and sometimes they wouldn't. Markan says, however, that for this season, we were happy to design our own. Nathan Gaines already had a reputation in New Zealand for playing bad guys in Xena and Hercules when he was called into audition for Tom Oliver's brilliant paleontological partner, Anton Mercer. Mercer is a Jekyll and Hyde type character and an original American villain. His Hyde part was prehistoric, a dinosaur-like creature named Mezagog. Spoilers. Who wants the world to revert back to the Mesozoic era. So my audition was by far the weirdest one I ever had. First he read scenes as Mercer, then producers and casting director asked him to come back in a few days and act like a dinosaur. Gaines made some movements and did his distinctive hiss, inspired by his cat. That led to a callback, and Doug Sloan was there. He didn't want to see the dinosaur again. He wanted to see Mercer again, and I did notice at the callback that I was the only one. Dino Thunder has a much more serious villain compared to the previous seasons.
Yeah, apparently.
Disney did some kid testing, and the kids said they wanted a scarier bad guy, said John Tolkien. So Mezugot came out of that. Doug Sloan told the actor that he wanted him to scare the kids with the character, and I decided to scare the adults as well. Honestly, yeah, he's very creepy. Casual watchers of the show probably didn't realize it was Gaines.
Yeah, he looks like he's going to seduce me. Yeah,
people thought that it was all animatronics, explains Gaines, but they created the head out of rubber and foam. I wore red contacts and moved the jaw with my chin. Yeah. No, but he moved the jaw with his chin.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Of course, it was heavy and hot, and I used to sweat gallons, but that head was so cool.
Alright, so anyway.
It's good to see he's got, like, good, fond memories of, like, the show. That's really cool.
Trim.
Oh, this is, like, our first crossover photo, other than Forever Red.
And the random shot of Tommy with Zio. From the Fighting Spirit.
Really cool episode. I like that episode. SPD!
Well, I don't want to go too far into it.
Yeah,
we could
end that.
Here, right, let me stop it. Yeah, stop with SPD. I do want to skip ahead at the end. I want to see if they talk about my boys. Says, Oak Rangers. So let's see. Let's see if they get. Oh, we got Ninja Steel. Super Ninja Steel.
It is pretty current. Like Beast Morph.
Scotty, they get a whole book. Wow. Chapter 25. Matt, I would like you to reread this and go through how many pages Cenozoic Rangers have as opposed to Magna Defender. We'll count now. One.
Yeah, one. Technically two.
Two.
Four.
Four.
I like that design.
That's pretty cool.
That would have been so much better. Like, that looks like a Power Ranger bad guy right there. He's got, like, a traffic light fucking head. Like, that's legit really cool. Why didn't they go with that? The fuck is 16? Damn.
Keep going.
Now, Beast Morphers is in here.
Oh, very good. Cool. Hey, Scotty, so we got 16 pages of Cenozoic Rangers, but we don't have one shot of Magnet Defender. How do you feel about the book?
In a word, or two.
What?
What is that, Matt?
This is that, like, Shape of Water thing. That, like, Creature of the Black Lagoon, like, love story thing that Guillermo del Toro made. Hold on. Insight Editions. Join the tens of thousands of pop culture fans who have already signed up for the Insight Editions newsletter. It's an ad. It's like a weird ad. Very, like, weirdly placed in the book.
You ever seen an ad in a comic book that was, like, a pamphlet? Like a little card they give out?
Not like this. Like, there would be ads and, like,
well, yeah, obviously. Like, the back of the barcode's kind of shit. Yeah, but I'm saying that's something that, like, GNC would hand out to fucking, you know, be like, oh, here's 10% off.
I guess this is meant to be, like, pulled out. It's like a poster, like, you hang up.
No Jetman, like, which, you know, I didn't expect there to be, but still would have liked to see it.
It would have been cool if, like, the very beginning.
Oh, actually, go to Super Mega Force. See if they do. Who do they have? Maybe they pay respect to,
we'll see.
You know, Die Ranger or something. Probably not, but...
No, probably not.
And this book has some redeeming qualities. But,
Die Ranger? What's that?
Exactly.
It doesn't exist as a Bond.
No, but apparently it does. They are the Squadron Rangers. That's canon. So, 16 pages of Cenozoic Rangers, Scotty. How do you feel? I think you got shit on.
Not good, man.
He took a big... I am Saman dump on you.
Probably feel like the New Orleans Saints feel right about
it. Before or after Katrina. Ooh.
After that loss yesterday.
I fucking hate the Saints. No disrespect to anyone in New Orleans. Sorry if you're still...
New Orleans is a wonderful city. I've been there. Let me tell you. Hand grenades? Drink with caution. Because more than two, you might not remember the rest of the night.
Nah. I fucking love Drew Brees, though. I hate the Saints, but I fucking love Drew Brees. Okay, Matt.
Okay, the fact that it says, despite the challenges of combining two contrasting Sentai themes, Power Rangers Super Mega Force ended on a high note, according to who?
Matt went to read the monologue of a...
world. In what reality? In like, what era?
At least Beast Morpher's got a page.
Oh, that is cool.
Well...
Robo Knight was in Gokaiger, but not in Gokaiger.
Oh, they actually said Gokaiger.
They actually name dropped Gokaiger, which I was not expecting them to do, considering how much they spit on the show. It was something very clever that James Van Jones did. they're able to bring him back and honor the character of the beautiful story.
If you would have paid me $100 on a bet to say, oh yeah, there's something about Magnum Defender in there, I would have said, yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I would have lost that bet. Hey, look, it's Super Megaforce.
What have they done to Mega Kyger? What have they done? I can't look at it anymore.
Gokaiger's a Japanese dream guy. Super Megaforce is the Americanized version. Oh,
no. Never.
Duh! Don't worry, because next week, guess what we're doing? The Super Megaforce Christmas episode.
No, we're going to be doing the Gokai Christmas special.
Oh, that's even better.
Is there a picture of CR in there?
Yes. There is. Yeah, that's a good picture. Looks like her driver's license photo, though.
That's a little weak.
Oh, man. Poor Xenozoic Rangers. They didn't get enough love. That traffic light monster is amazing.
Why didn't they go with that design?
That putty? Holy shit,
it is
dude.
So good. Okay, like, obviously you can't see it, but if anybody gets a chance to take a look at this book, when you get to the movie pages, there's one page where they show, like, concept art for the putties, and right above, like, the putty that they actually used in the movie, there's, like, a picture of a putty that has a bunch of, like, things mixed in his body, and his head is like a traffic light. Like, it looks like such a Power Ranger, like, villain. You know, like it's a classic, like, concept of having, like, real-world things turn into a monster, but done in, like, a creepy, modernized, like, design. It would have been perfect. I can't believe they didn't go with that design. It honestly would have been perfect. It looks like such a cool monster design.
There's a random concept art of the Colossal Megazord flying and about to be shot down what looks like by some, like, Call of Duty-esque looking
Yeah, there's, like, jets, like, right behind
yeah, it. Yeah, with stuff, the dude on about to fucking snipe the... That seems like something I should have saw. And quite frankly...
I mean, we should have seen a lot
The concept art might have been better than the movie.
That tends to happen quite a lot, unfortunately.
Even the power coins. Even this Rita doesn't look that bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, that version of Rita's, like, okay. I mean, not that I don't like Elizabeth Banks, because she was, like, the best part of that movie.
Well, that's it for tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you for reading our Christmas book. you got what I was going with.
Yeah, our pretty off-the-rails podcast today.
Dad, I want to hear a story, or could you read me a bedtime story? Sure, let me tell you the story about the Magnum Defender. Oh, wait.
That's unfortunate.
That's right, because Zika died.
Yeah, definitely mislabeled, because it's labeled as the ultimate visual history, and it was definitely not ultimate.
I feel like they really missed the boat with this. Like, Trini should have had her own section.
Is Magnum Defender even in that ensemble, like, on the back?
Was he in Super Megaforce?
I'm pretty sure he was.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. They should have had
using Gokaiger.
They should have had interviews with the Rangers and kind of dabbled more between, you know, what happened in the show and, like, what life was like off the show.
Like, I mean, they did a little bit.
The little dabbling with Jason Font, like,
was all right. Magnum Defender is not in this photo. I mean, if he is, then he's in the hell of a collage that's behind it.
Yeah.
Then, but no.
That is a very nutty omission, for sure. Like, that's crazy to me.
Considering he's one of the more popular Power Rangers
characters. Oh, Inside Edition is the one who made the book, man. That's why we had that advertisement.
It was just random, like, finding it like that. It was, like, really
considering
random.
Considering he's in the video game, he was one of the...
He's in the video game. He got a lightning figure.
He got a lightning figure right away.
Before most of his characters. Vulcan Skull even got
a He's in the Beyond the Grid storyline.
Beyond
line,
the Grid storyline. He's in...
He's
Battle
in a
for
lot.
The Grid video game. I mean... It just boggles my mind.
Yeah, it is, like, it's one of the weirdest omissions you could have possibly had.
Plus, it was the best story of Lost Galaxy.
Right. It was, like, the best story arc other than the crossover with Space, which that, well, I didn't read it, so maybe
it wasn't even a picture of the Space crossover.
Either. Right, but there was, like, the Dino Thunder Ninja Storm crossover.
Oh my fucking god, would you like to see the concept art for Alpha and Zordon?
For the original show? Yeah, yeah. What would it look like? Because I didn't really go through too much of the beginning.
Alpha looks fucking awesome. Zordon, I don't even know what I'm looking at.
Oh my god, it's like Stay Puffed Marshmallow
Buddhist Monk. Do you remember the big baby from Rugrats?
That's exactly what that looks like. Yes, that is exactly what that looks like. That version of Alpha looks dope. It looks like Lost in Space almost. Like something, like a little bit.
Hey, at least Commander Stanton didn't get a fucking... Oh, and General Nyquist didn't get a fucking mention at all. No, nothing about Nisada?
I mean, not that I read in Turbo. Maybe it was mentioned in
Scott Turbo. Here, should we create the correct visual Power Rangers history book?
Yes.
It might be our mission.
Yes.
The official... Be on the lookout eventually for the official 335 Live Power Rangers visual history.
Wow.
The one true
visual history. Pudgy picked out a couple of shots. Yeah, King Sphinx, anybody?
Let's see.
The most marketable villain toy? Oh, wow,
there's a legit, like, call sheet in here. Well, it's like a copy, like photocopy of a call sheet.
That's funny. Okay. Fucking love Goldar, man. Fencer, Babu, Squat.
Scorpina gets in there.
Did Tommy didn't get as many pages as I thought he would, though. So.
Ernie?
Did Ernie get anything?
Yeah. Ernie got something. Yeah, speaking of traffic lights.
Oh, is that the traffic turtle?
Yeah, traffic turtle.
But I don't know, Shell something?
Shell Shock or whatever.
Might have been Shell Shock.
I think it was something.
Dude, this monster looks like Shimazu from Ninja Storm.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Well, it's a Kabuki. So, they were like, they shared that
theme. So, anyway, we'll wrap this up, though. Final thoughts on the book?
Yeah. It's like, you know, a fun thing.
Weak.
If you really like extremely collecting weak Power Rangers stuff, you know, like, it's a fun thing to have.
It retailed when it came out officially at $50 US. I paid 20.
For 20 bucks, yeah. I'd say that's about the right way to price that.
For $50, though.
Even $50 is not too bad when you consider what these types of encyclopedias usually sell for.
It's not even really an encyclopedia. I mean as close as you're going
to
get.
Well, they do this for a lot of things, like Spider-Man, X-Men, and whatnot. They have these types of things.
Yeah, but they don't miss out key characters.
Right.
Plots.
Yeah.
I feel like leaving Magna Defender out is like leaving out that the Hulk is a founding member of the Avengers in the Avengers Encyclopedia. That's what I'd equate.
Is that a thing? Like, is that actually?
Yes.
He's omitted in the encyclopedia.
No, it's not. That's what I'm trying to.
Oh, I see. Okay, because I wouldn't know. I didn't read the encyclopedia.
I mean, that is a huge fucking huge point of the story.
It is. Like he becomes like the main.
Even the movie's concept art got fucking. Even Ivan Ooze got some fucking love.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I wouldn't pay $5 for that book, man. I'm
gonna
pay $5 for it.
That's 0 out of 10 from Scott.
Oh my fucking god. Matt, you gotta see the concept art for Dulcea and Ivan Ooze, dude. Holy shit. Oh, and guess who got his own page? Goldar's third cousin.
Oh my god.
Mordant.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, then Jetty Rangers. Oh, that's a thing. But, oh my god, the concept art for Ivan Ooze, though.
Wow, he actually looks a lot cooler there, to be honest.
So, and Castle Guard, but this is my favorite so far.
Oh,
Dulcea looking like death.
Yeah, looking like a Sith Lord there, honestly. But before Darth Jason and Turbo, we had a Darth Dulcea.
So, anyway, wrap this up, guys. I'm going to try and find anything about Magna Defender, though it does mention Ginga Man.
I'm actually impressed that they seem to mention, like, the Sentais at least somewhere in, like, each season, which
Ginga
is kind of cool.
Ginga Man gets a mention, but Magna Defender doesn't.
Damn, that's... I mean, they mention Mike Corbett, but it's just, like, they completely make it seem like he wasn't important enough to be mentioned in this
There's
story.
Not even a picture of Mike in here.
Right. Like, that's crazy. Maybe they needed to ask permission from those actors? I don't know. Like, I don't know what goes into making books like this.
Furio was a cyborg?
He was supposed to be a cyborg?
It says it right here. It says Scorpius sent to the end of the pilot and plot. Scorpius sends out his cyborg general, Furio.
This is what's weird about, like, the Power Rangers.
Furio is a Borg.
That explains a lot, for a start.
But he should have been killed somewhere.
But, well, he's self-destructed. So that kind of makes sense. But,
No, Scotty, I found it. He gets a whole paragraph. Right here. It's actually, for some odd reason, it's above the picture of
Scorpius. It says, later in the season, the Galaxy Rangers are aided by the Magna Defender, an unofficial Sixth Ranger. The Magna Defender has been defeated in battle on Mirinoi 3,000 years earlier and dropped into a pit. The same crevice Mike Corbett fell into there, the Magna Defender possesses Mike's body in order to seek vengeance against Scorpius. In Redemption Day, the Magna Defender sacrifices himself to save the Terra Venture and release Mike, who continues into the Magna Defender's costume until he, too, sacrifices his power to save the Power Rangers and escape to Lost Galaxy. And then it goes into the detail immediately of the Terra Venture's,
So he was very passingly mentioned.
Yeah,
that's weak, man.
That is
at least
still
at
weak.
Least he's acknowledged.
But that's still pretty weak.
I don't like it as much as you do.
That's still. Man.
I think honestly, mentioning his son was actually.
I don't even think there's a picture of Queen Bansheer in there.
I didn't see one.
I mean, there was no photo.
There's a picture of Diabolico.
Yeah, there was Diabolico, Olympius.
And it's not even a picture of Jinxer, and he was the coolest villain in the season.
I thought I saw a picture of
Jinxer. Yeah, I thought Jinxer was in there.
Yeah,
Jinxer
I thought I saw. I mean, obviously, I'd have to, like, look back.
Oh, no, Jinxer wasn't.
I thought there was, like, a picture of, like, the lair, and, like, the villains were all lined up in the lair.
Man, I don't care that much to figure out. But that was a fun after-podcast discussion, guys.
Yeah.
So, Matt, wrap us up. It's the holidays, so we got one or two more shows before the new year.
Yeah, we do, man.
So, say goodnight, everybody.
Scotty.
I'm off.
Guys, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed our very educational holiday episode.
Yeah, for real.
It's unfortunate that Joe purchased that book for $20, but I'll get him a better Christmas gift. Hope you're giving great Christmas gifts or receiving great Christmas gifts or Hanukkah gifts or whatever holiday that you do celebrate. Enjoy your holiday. Thanks for listening. Our main fan in London, England.
Yeah, Thomas UK.
Thomas,
thank you.
We love you. Dino Thunder, power up!